Pavelka Orchestra out of Corpus Christi there, featuring my good buddy Mark Rebicek on drums, doing their version of the Shiner song. And with that, we kick off yet another edition of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Coming to you from the tiny town of Taylor, Texas, just a little bit north of Austin. And again, thank you for stopping by. Got a good show this week. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to feature some more of that kind of what I call quote-unquote new music that I got from my buddy Thomas Dernan over the past few weeks. And just going to feature a lot of good stuff. A lot of new music from bands you've heard before, plus some bands I haven't featured in a while. So, got some good stuff. Stuffy nose here. I'm just a little under the weather this morning. Recording this on June 7th. Yesterday, June 6th, was my son Steven's 21st birthday. And he started partying at midnight. We went in to Austin about 7 o'clock yesterday and met him and his friends. We went to a local wing place in Austin that's one of our favorites. So we had some hot wings and then went down to one of the newer hot spots in Austin called Rainy Street, which is an old neighborhood that's been turned into just nonstop bar after bar after restaurant after bar on both sides of the road. It's a really cool place, but you know what? I'm 49 years old, and I'm not 21 anymore, so I'm a little slow in recuperating this morning, but I did have a good time. I was glad to help my son celebrate his 21st birthday. He's legal now, so he can have all the fun he wants. He doesn't have to worry about anything anymore. I told him, you got the rest of your life. You know, don't try to crowd it all into one night. So, but we had a good time. So let's get on into the music. Here is the Bohemian Dutchman. And one that a lot of bands down here in Texas will use for the Grand March. A lot of you probably know what a Grand March is at a wedding, at the reception. Make the big line. Everybody gets in pairs and you do all kinds of weird little calisthenic moves and all that kind of stuff, wind up in a big circle with the bride and groom in the middle. So here's one a lot of people call the Wedding March. It's also actually called the Farewell Polka. Here they are, the Bohemian Dutchmen. Oh, yeah, nice version there of the Barbara Polka. Let's go back and recap what we listened to. We started off with the Bohemian Dutchman and the Farewell Polka. Right after that, Fritz Hottie and the Fabulous Six from 1998. Doing the Arcady or the Snowflower Polka. And then right after that, a couple of numbers from Ray Zapotal and his Music Masters at the Cross Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped it up with the Barbara Polka, and I would like to send out condolences from myself and everybody in the Czech Melody Masters to Danny Zapotal of Czech and then some. Ray Zapotal was his father, and he unfortunately passed away just a couple of weeks ago. In fact, right after the Ennis Polka Festival, which Ray Zapotal was one of the founders of. He was one of the creators of probably the best polka festival in Texas, the National Polka Festival at Ennis. So it's very sad to hear of his passing, and definitely wish to pass on our thoughts and prayers to Danny and all the Zapotal family. Continuing on now, got some more great polka music. Here's some old stuff, probably from the 1950s or so on the old TNT label. It's Ryan Winkler Orchestra from an album called Folk Dances. Here's a Jesse Polka.
Every diamond town with Pat Brown and ride out of this town. so spomínky, čase naše mladí, kdy jsme se svou milou spolu podívali v zeleném háječku. Hvězdičky svítily při jasným měsíčku, jsme se milovali, co krásné vzpomínky často se navrátí. Zase jsme v háječku při jasným měsíčku. Zase jsme v háječku, při jasným měsíčku.
Vrazels Polka Band out of Buchholz, wrapping up that short little set from their very last official album from 2008, Polka Celebration, one called The Memories Waltz. Right before that, Ray Krennic from a really kind of unique album, Country Ray Goes to Nashville. This was back in the early 70s. Ray Krennic's daughter, Cynthia, was trying to get a country music career going. So they actually went out to Nashville and recorded an album, and it's mainly country stuff. It does have a few kind of polkas on there. That's one of them, the Pat Brown Polka, featuring Cynthia Krennic on vocals. And like I said, we started off with Ryan Winkler and his orchestra doing the Jesse Polka. And with that, our first set is just about down. Going to play one more song before we take a short break and run a couple of advertisements and promos, but we'll be right back. In the meantime, here's one. It's funny, we're just about to record our new CD, and I'm already looking at music for the next CD, which will probably be, you know, close to a year from now, but it's never too early to get started. And this one, I think we're going to record. I've always liked this one, and it's a fun little piece, and here's a great version. It's Cloverleaf Orchestra doing one called Naughty Little Girl.
birds of a feather. We're happy building ghosts, no matter where he goes. We're one, two, and three ghosts, we're always together. We're three happy chappies, three snappies, trappies. Find us beneath that sombrero. We're brave and we say so. We're bright as a peso. We say so, we say so. We three cabaleros.
Oh, yeah. Remember that from the old Walt Disney cartoons, probably. Adolph Hoffner there from 1961. Sarge Records 45, number 195. And Jalisco, or as they call it, the Three Caballeros. And with that, we kick off the second half of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Hope you're enjoying the show. Thank you so much for sticking around. We're going to get more great music going now. Here are the Music Masters out of Fayetteville from an album called Volume 2 from about 2004 or so. And a polka that I've never seen actually have lyrics to, so this is the first time I've ever run across that. So here's a vocal version of one called the Hay Wagon Polka.
Thank you. Bora, bora, slami, koniec mezi nami, spolu vlastně máme, štěstí nepotkáme, kde nás čeká loučení, žádná pomoc není. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else but the Joe Patek Orchestra there doing What's Your Hurry Polka from my favorite Joe Patek album, Happy Joe, and other favorites. Like I said, thanks to Thomas, got a nice, new, clean recording of that LP. The tape I had was getting pretty warped from years and years and years ago, so nice to get a clean vinyl transfer of that album. Let's go back and recap. We started off with the Music Masters out of Fayetteville, doing the Hay Wagon Polka right after that, Das Gross Kapell, which literally means the big band. And the Beer Barrel Polka, I actually featured them a while back on that compilation I got from the Texas Polka Music Museum. And I had never heard of that band, and I lent Thomas the CD. He had never heard of them either. Well, a couple of weeks ago, they had a record convention in Austin. He walked in, went to the polka section, and literally like the very first record he saw was a record by Das Gross Kapell. And what they literally were was they were basically a stage band, a jazz band for New Braunfels, high school kids. But they would also do, being from New Braunfels, they would do a few polkas and waltzes mixed in there. And they were also kind of the house band for a place, I'm trying to think, I think it's called Krumschwag's Garden, that's not in New Braunfels anymore. It was a restaurant at the time, and they would play there on certain nights as like dinner entertainment. So that's pretty cool. So that's from, I believe, 1972, Das Gross Kapell and the Beer Barrel Polka. Right after that, the Bay City Dutchman, one called Sitting at the Well, otherwise more commonly known as Ustudanki or At the Spring Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Joe Patek Orchestra and What's Your Hurry Polka. And what's my hurry is I got to cram as much music in here as possible. So let's keep it going. Here's Henry Brush and his orchestra from a collection called Old Favorites. And it's the Tinker Polka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony Yannock and his orchestra wrapping up that set. Let's go back and check out what we listened to. We started off with Henry Brush and his orchestra doing the Tinker Polka. Right after that, Little Fisherman from 1981 and a nice polka called the Panhandle Polka. Some more New Braunfels music with the High Toppers and the Swiss Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped it up with Tony Yannock and the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka. And with that, our show is just about to an end. As you're actually listening to this, I will be returning from Fenway Park. I'm actually in Boston right now on the 14th of June. That's right. Wow. I'm trying to get my dates right. Yeah, my wife and I went up to Boston for a week or so, so we will be back shortly. Like I said, I have a lot of great stories to tell you on the next show about our trip. And also, like I said, as soon as we get back, we're going to go into the studio and record a brand new album. So I'll be able to tell you how that went. And like I said, hopefully within a show or two, feature some new music for you from our band. So until then, everybody take care. Enjoy the summer. It'll be summer by the time I talk to you again. So hooray for summer. But until then, everybody take care. Stay safe. I'm going to leave you with my man Leroy Motoka and one called the Dance Hall Polka. So until next time, take care. Bye-bye. Everybody, welcome to the after show. Pardon my sniffling, like I said in the beginning. Not so much from going out last night and partying, but for some reason, really weird, after all the flooding and everything we had down here. I live in the neighborhood I live in. It's kind of an older neighborhood. It's a real nice neighborhood. And there are some huge, I mean, I'm talking like 60-foot tall cottonwood trees that some of my neighbors have. And usually cottonwood explodes kind of like in April, but for some reason, I don't know if it's because all the rain or what, but about 4 or 5 days ago, man, all the cottonwood seed just started floating down like snow all over again. And I'm usually not that allergic to it, but something about it, I guess, has hit me this time, and I've kind of had the scratchy throat and my nose is all clogged up, so I apologize for, like I said, probably sniffling a little bit too much on the show. Ah, boy, the end of that show got really weird for me. You guys don't hear it because I edit all that stuff out, but man, I just had a brain fart. I was talking about when I was, you guys are listening to the show. I'm actually in Boston at the time, and man, I could not think of the name Fenway Park. I was thinking Wrigley Field. I'm like I said, I never write any of this stuff down. It's just all stream of consciousness coming out of my head. And I just had a brain fart. I couldn't think of anything. I was like, what's the name of the stadium that the Boston Red Sox play in? And I finally had to turn the recorder, put it on pause until I could remember and come back and kind of start over where I left off. It's like, I just, my brain's kind of in a fog this morning. So I hope hope the show came off well anyway. I won't know until I go back and listen to it again when I put it together. But anyway, yeah, I hope you guys are doing good. I mean, wow, the last show I recorded was the day before Memorial Day floods. Wow, holy cow. What a crazy weekend. What a crazy month. I mean, pretty much the whole month of May, my backyard has been a lake. We'd get rain, and it was so saturated, it didn't take hardly any rain at all. And I'd get water standing in my backyard, take about two or three days at least for it to soak into the ground. About that time, we get another storm. Here comes the water again. So I've been dealing with that for a month. I still got, even to this day, we haven't had rain in 2 weeks. And I still have a small trickle of water running down my driveway, or the side of my driveway, to the curb, what I call the seeps, from all the water seeping out. 2 weeks later, I still have water running. There's still a bog over at the end of my yard where the curb is, because we're at the bottom of a hill. It's insane. It's nutso that I've still got that much water coming out. And it's a steady trickle. It's like a little bitty stream, you know. That's just nuts that after 2 weeks, but like I said, it's really been like a month. So, too much damn rain. I do appreciate that my grass is nice and green. I mean, we'll definitely take the rain. I've got a big old huge fig tree in my back corner of my yard. God, we're going to have, the best fig, crop ever. So anybody wants figs, come to my house and get them while they're still there between my neighbor and ourselves and the birds. And every year I get two or three people that come out walking their dogs, and they're like, oh, do you mind if I come by and take some figs? I'm like, I don't care. Just close the gate when you're done, you know? So we're going to have a fantastic fig crop this year. They're already coming out, so they're still green. But I probably by, later part of July, they'll be ripe. So we're actually going to try to make some fig jelly this year. Never done that before, but we're, trying different things. So I thought that would be fun. So anyway, let's play some music here on the after show. I've kind of been so busy with other stuff, I haven't really been able to transfer any 45s lately, so I'm still kind of going through the first batch I did. And let's see, we're going to start this off. I like this one a lot. This one definitely reminds me of something you could definitely easily hear in like a Martin Scorsese movie. Like, you know, it would fit definitely in Goodfellas or something like that. It's Paul Anka. This is from 1958. And this is one of those big, sweeping, kind of Italian love songs. One called You Are My Destiny. I hope you enjoy it.
You are my power. that's what you are.
There, one called "You Are My Destiny," and I don't know if you could hear it, but like I said, definitely I could hear that in like a kind of a gangster Italian Martin Scorsese film, you know, from the late 50s or early 60s, that time period, you know, like Goodfellas, like I said, like some of the scenes in the early part of the movie. The next 45 I'm going to feature, this is a really weird 45, it's one of my favorites. I mean, I've had this thing forever, and it's actually cracked in half, but it still plays. But I'll tell you why it was such a favorite. It's on the Cotique label, Cotique. It's from 1969. I'm gonna play the B-side first because it's two different artists. It's really weird. It's totally two different artists. One artist on one side, one on the other side. I'm going to play the B-side first because I never listened to the B-side because I was so in love with the A-side. But I'm going to play the B-side first. This is a guy named Johnny Colon. I think it has Johnny Colon and something, but I don't remember who the band was. And this is an instrumental here, one called Mambo Susie. All right there, Mambo Susie by Johnny Colon on the Cotique label. And now we're going to flip the record over and play the side that I just about wore out. And I don't even remember where this record came from. It just was in a big batch, you know, that my mom had and somebody got. Anyway, this is Dickie Goodman. Sure, some of you out there probably remember Dickie Goodman from his huge hit from 1974, Mr. Jaws. And if you're a kid, how can you not help but love Dickie Goodman? Because this is the kind of shit you would do on your own. You'd make up little stories, and then you would use songs as dialogue. It's hilarious, you know? And Dickie Goodman was the king of that. He made a career out of it. He was a DJ. And he did these little novelty songs. And, of course, Mr. Jaws being the most famous one. This is from 1969. At the time, I didn't even recognize half the songs on this record. And or a lot of the... This was called On Campus. So this is at the time of all the campus protests and riots and stuff. And so you're going to hear a lot of political names and things like that. And a lot of, like I said, at the time, being a little kid, I didn't know who any of these people were, hardly. Or half the songs. I just thought it was funny. This is not one of his better ones. It's okay. It's not a classic. But like I said, being a little kid, I just loved it. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with Dickie Goodman from 1969 and On Campus. Not one of the better after shows. I'm a little tired, I'll be honest with you. But like I said, when I get back in the next show, you know, we'll just to finish our recording session and my trip to Boston. So I'll have lots of good stories to talk to you guys about. And I don't even have any beer in my fridge, so I can drink a beer today anyway. So we'll have a little beer time and story time. So anyway, hope you guys have a good next couple of weeks. And I'm going to get on out of here and get packed. Here's Dickie Goodman and On Campus.
This is Walter Funkite on the campus of Fun City College, where a slight difference of opinion seems to be taking place between the students and the local authorities who say... With me is Mr. Happiness, Mayor Daley of Chicago. Mr. Mayor, what do you see here today?
Long, beautiful hair.
The student leader is replying to Mayor Daley.
Thank you, baby.
We switch you now to the White House in Washington. The president has a statement to make to the students.
It's your plan. Do what you wanna do.
This is Walter Funkite back on campus. One of the students has an important question.
Where's the playground, Susie?
Governor Wallace has come up from Alabama for a few laughs. Governor, what do you see taking place here?
I see the red moon horizon.
A student has something to say to Governor Wallace.
No, 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 you is too much.
We switch you again to Washington, where we hear Vice President Agnew finishing his speech. This is Walter Funkite back on campus again. The tension is mounting. Here is Adam Clayton Powell. Mr. Powell, what is it you really want?
I don't want nobody. Give me nothing.
There's Hubie Humphrey. What seems to be the trouble?
I've been hurt.
Mayor Lindsay and the City Council have come to Fun City College at their own expense to say something of momentous importance.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Together in the throng are Governor Regan and Rap Brown. Governor, where did you two first meet?
In the ghetto.
Mr. Brown, how does a controversy like this usually end?
Only the strong survive.
This is Walter Funkite, signing off with the playing of my theme song.
Oh, happy.